I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, March 4th. The Wollaston Congregational Church in Quincy is selling off its items as the city prepares to take it over and turn it into a community center. The sale is being held this Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon. The church says it's selling items including brass offering plates, communion trays, hymnals, books, some furniture including pews, china, crystal, silver plate, some music stands, and office equipment and supplies. The church held its last service in December, and the city purchased the 1926 church for $1.1 million in an effort to preserve it as a community center for the Wollaston Hill neighborhood. The church also says it can donate items to other churches. The sale is this Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon in the church sanctuary. Some Quincy properties are being added to the floodplain and others are being removed from the floodplain. During a presentation at the city council meeting last night, engineers outlined the latest FEMA flood maps that show many properties that previously required flood insurance have been removed after the city completed some major flood control projects. Engineer Joe Shea said residents may opt out of flood insurance after the city adopts the changes to the flood district. The City Council's Ordinance Committee will be reviewing the latest maps. Properties taken out of the floodplain can cancel their flood insurance after July 8th. Once approved, the new maps will be posted on the city's website. That man who was shot and killed by an off-duty Boston police officer after chasing people with a knife at a Chick-fil-A restaurant had a criminal record in Quincy. Court records from Boston, Quincy, and Hall charged 32-year-old Lamarck Gemarillo of Roslindale with crimes ranging from vandalism, tagging, trespassing, and defacing property to robbing a young woman walking home from the Forest Hills T station with a switchblade knife in 2010. Gemarillo was in high school at the time. Many of the charges were dismissed or he was found not guilty. His girlfriend had also taken out a restraining order against Gemarillo in 2018 after he was charged with assaulting her, telling police he had vandalized her property and pulled out a knife. Massachusetts Department of Transportation holding the second public information meeting for the Quincy Route 3A Hancock Street Transportation Improvement Study tonight at 6 p.m. virtually via Zoom. The team will be sharing data, alternatives, and intersection treatments for the study area at the base of the Neponset River Bridge. The public will also have an opportunity to ask questions, make comments, and provide some feedback. Can register for tonight's virtual meeting at mass.gov/QuincyRoute3A. The Adams Presidential Center's Adams Speaker Series presents the impact of U.S. First Ladies on American presidential and global history tonight at 5 p.m. at Quincy High School. Historians and educators will explore the contributions of Abigail Adams, Louisa Catherine Adams, and others who shaped and evolve the role of the First Lady. Program is free and registration is available at the AdamsPresidentialCenter.org. The Quincy Historical Society will debut a new book and presentation by local historian Wayne Miller, all about the 1910 Harvard-Boston Aero Meet that was held in Squantum. The event takes place this Thursday at 7 p.m. at the Adams Academy in Quincy Center. The free event will mark the inaugural event of the Quincy Historical Society's celebration of Quincy 400. Norfolk County Sheriff Pat McDermott has announced the Norfolk County Sheriff's Office will host a veterans-focused House-to-House for Heroes event on Saturday, April 5th in Weymouth. Volunteers will visit the homes of veterans to share vital information about resources and benefits, and anybody interested in volunteering may contact the Sheriff's Office at NorfolkSheriff.com or call 781-329-3705. Energy prices for Massachusetts consumers could quote, skyrocket if President Trump's tariffs on Canada and Mexico take effect as planned today. That's according to Governor Mara Healey. Trump threatened to impose tariffs before postponing them in February at the last minute when Mexico sent 10,000 National Guard troops to their shared border to crack down on drug trafficking and illegal immigration, and Canada promised more cooperation on border issues. However, the tariffs took effect at midnight and are in place now. The tariffs would be paid by U.S. importers, who would then try to pass them along to customers through higher prices. According to Healey's statement, the cost of a 25% tariff on petroleum and natural gas imports from Canada would be about 20 cents a gallon in extra costs for gasoline and home heating oil. She said that that would add up to $910 million annually for Massachusetts consumers and over $2.5 billion for the New England region. If the tariff on petroleum and natural gas imports from Canada were 10%, Healey said that that would add up to $370 million annually in Massachusetts and over $1 billion for the New England region. Previously, Healey has also warned about the impact of the threatened tariffs on imported lumber and how that could impact new building projects in the state. The tariff brinkmanship and the threat of higher prices follows nearly a month of outrage over high utility costs that led Massachusetts regulators to slash the state's energy efficiency plan as a way to trim customers' utility bills. Attorney General Andrea Campbell announcing new protections yesterday targeting so-called junk fees that hide the true cost of a product or service, including recurring charges and hard-to-cancel trial offers. The new regulations to the Massachusetts Consumer Protection Act impose new rules on businesses and landlords to prohibit the surprise fees that can often increase the total price of a product beyond the advertised price. Businesses often only disclose those fees at the end of a transaction after consumers have already provided their billing information. Some businesses also offer short free trial offers, betting on the consumer forgetting about it and getting charged anyways, and subscriptions with automatic and recurring charges that make it difficult to cancel or opt out. Among other rules, the new regulations require businesses to clearly disclose the price of a product, including any mandatory charges or fees, whenever pricing information is presented to a consumer and before they have to provide their personal information. It also demands that each of those charges be labeled with the purpose and amount of the fee. The regulations go into effect on September 2nd. Check business news this morning, and stocks pulled back again yesterday. The Dow sank 649, the NASDAQ lost 497, the S&P fell 104. European and Asian shares also lower after the new round of tariffs imposed by President Trump took effect. The dollar slipped, the euro rose, oil at $67 a barrel. Sports, you can watch live coverage of the King Philip versus Quincy girls playoff basketball game right here on QATV, channels 8 and 1072 and QATV.org beginning tonight at 6 p.m. And live coverage of the Archbishop Williams North Quincy girls playoff basketball game is tomorrow night at 6:30. On QATV, channels 8, 1072, and at QATV.org. Elsewhere in sports, the Bruins host Nashville tonight at 7. Forecast from the National Weather Service. Today, mainly cloudy but milder, the high 49. For tonight, cloudy and a low of 39. Clouds tomorrow, high of 56. Looks like showers roll in tomorrow night and through the day on Thursday. High Thursday, 59. Partly cloudy, windy on Friday, high 44. Out on the water, waves about 2 feet. Southwest winds, 10 to 15 knots. Gusting to 25 and a high tide of 241 this afternoon. Sun rose at 6:13, sets 5:37. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, March 4th.